Hi, this is Dad Asset. I feel like I'm trying to do verification the way I introduced that. I'm doing my first questionnaire. Well, kind of two questionnaires. I'm doing the sex questionnaire. Oh, wait, maybe these aren't the same. I think these are the same. Yeah, it's by the same person. Well, the first one's sex questionnaire, and the second one, let's talk about sex, baby, part two. So I'm assuming that means it's the same. Oh, whatever. They're both about sex. I just cleared my throat really loudly near the mic. I'm sorry. So the first questionnaire, which is the sex questionnaire by B_Johns27. Number one, favorite position and why? Doggy. Doggy style is the greatest thing. It just feels so good to be fucked like that. Like, it's the best. And it always produces, like, the loudest noises out of me, too. Like, I'm pretty loud no matter the position. But if you want me howling like a bitch in heat, doggy's the way to go. Number two. You ever been with anyone you thought had a really big dick? If so, what was your reaction when you saw it? How was that experience? If not, does it interest you and do you hope to get one sometime? I did have one. Well, I mean, I've been pretty, like, I haven't had any small dicks, really. But, like, I knew this was a big dick. Like, it was probably, like my third dick that I'd ever had. But I knew it was big because it was, like, it's probably a 10-incher. And it was pretty thick, too. Like, hard to take in your mouth thick. It was a friends with benefits, and I wasn't really quite expecting it from him either, because he was my height, which is about 5'9", but he was scrawny, and not in, like, a sickly scrawny way, but, like, in a typical nerd geeky scrawny way, and he was pretty, I mean, he was fit in a way, like, he didn't get tired, like, he had a more domish personality as well, so he knew what he was doing, but, like, his dick was big. That was nice. I mean, and I always liked the part, like, he just kept complaining about, like, how he never really had a good blowjob. I don't know if that was, like, a ploy or anything like that. But, like, how, like, oh, girl's teeth, like, catch his dick because it's so big and stuff like that. And this would have been before I had actually seen the dick itself. So I was like, wow, that's weird. Like, I'm so sorry that, like, you know, girls have done such a horrible job of giving you bad blowjobs. And then I pull it out. I'm like, what? No wonder the fuck they're having a hard time with it. Like, how fucking huge this thing is. Like, when you have a big dick, like, you know, blowjobs are probably going to be a problem. But it's definitely, I definitely gave him good blowjobs. So I felt very victorious there with that. And his dick just felt awesome in general, which was really cool. I was like, probably a year and a half ago now, though. So I mean, it wasn't that long ago, and the dick I consistently ride now isn't small or anything like that. It's above average a little bit, so sometimes it's weird his dick, like, changes sizes. Anyway, leading imperfectly to number three, do you give head? If so, do you enjoy? Deep throat question mark. I love giving head. It's so much fun. And it's not, I don't even have to do it to completion, or I can do it to completion. It's just, like, wrapping my lips around a dick and just seeing a guy thoroughly enjoy my mouth. Either he's fucking my face, or I'm deep-throating him, or just even just sucking or kissing along. Like, just the reactions of him enjoying me, pleasuring him, are fucking phenomenal. Plus, while I give head, I fucking get dripping wet, like, it could even be under the impression that I'm not getting sex or anything like that. Or if it's just a quick blowjob, my panties will be soaked by the end of it. By the time, even if you go quickly, my panties will be soaked. I'm still trying to learn deep throat. I mean, I can take a dick down into my throat and gag on it and stuff. And I don't throw up, which is a bonus. But I'm still learning because I can't do it that much. Like, I can put it in there for a couple seconds and let my throat squeeze around your cock. A cock. I don't know why I said your. I'm thinking about cock. but it's really something I really, really want to get better at, just because I know, like, from the reactions of when it does go into my throat, that guys just go, like, holy fucking shit. It's probably like fucking a virgin. It's tighter. But it's an interesting feeling I gotta get used to, and I know you can practice with it and get better at it, so I'm hoping that that's what I can do. Number four, how do you feel about cum? Do you like seeing it? Ever been with a guy who shed a lot and were surprised how much? Where do you prefer it? I don't really think any of the guys I've been with have ever really like, given a lot of cum or even have that like classic white thick cum. I've never really experienced that, which is kind of sad. Like I've always kind of like wanted to see that, but it's kind of like just kind of like from clear to a milkyish looking color, like non-fat milk, so where it's still kind of watery looking. And I like it. I mean, especially if they have a pretty good diet and it tastes better, like that's even bonus because I'm a swallower, just because it's easier for cleanup. And because I don't know, just like it seems rude to like suck someone's dick and then take it in your mouth and like go spit it out. I mean, unless they're like they're into that, like wanting to see it like dribble down my chin and onto my chest or something like that. I mean, like, yeah, then I'm game. So I kind of preferred inside of me, like swallowing it real quick. Or I definitely love cream pies. But if I'm not on birth, if like at the time my birth control's acting up or we're a little worried or something like that, coming on my back or on my tits would probably be preferred. I once had a guy accidentally come on my face, and I say accidentally because he pulled it out of like my pussy and came, and I wasn't expecting it to go that far, and it hit me in the face and it got in my eyelashes, which then proceeded to get into my eye. And that shit fucking burned. So I never want to really get cum on my face again. I mean, I probably will, and it's fine, but I'm going to close my eyes. And if it gets anywhere near my eyes will remain closed until he gets me a washcloth and I can wipe away the cum. So I do not get that burning sensation again. So kudos to all the porns I see where chicks get their faces cum on. And they're just, like, opening their eyes, batting their eyelashes, and it's right there. And I'm just like, oh my fucking god. Maybe their false eyelashes help them. Like, maybe that's the key, is to wear false eyelashes. Though, I guess I have pretty big glasses. Like, I guess I could just wear those, and that would really just do it for me. Or not do it for me, but protect my eyes. You know, protective wear when you give head. I wish that rhymed, because that would have been cool. But I can't think of anything amusing. So... that's good. So I've never really been surprised about how much there was, but definitely that come to the eye thing was a shocker. Number 5, have you ever done anal? If so, did you like it? If not, are you interested at all? That latter part's not going to apply to me because I have done anal and I fucking love it. It's a lot of fun and it feels really, really good. I kind of, when it comes to like a dick inside of my ass, I have to kind of prepare for it, which I think anyone would agree you need to prepare for anal. You shouldn't just ram it in there because that's not fun. So I own 5 butt plugs. I own a couple dildos now, which I've actually got recent purchases there. I don't know why I own so many. Actually, the butt plugs are a recent thing. I had originally just like a glass butt plug that I got that used to have like a ponytail on it, like a pink, but because my ass is so big, it looked really stupid. So I just kind of took the ponytail off. And so I was like, oh, look, now I've got a little ponytail. And I threw that away actually, because it was just a pink plastic thing. So now I had like a really nice glass butt plug. And then I left that at my boyfriend's place. And I was like, well, kind of want a butt plug. So I went to the store and I got a black rubber butt plug that was, it said it was meant for, like, long wear, like, you wear it under your clothes secretly, but it actually really was uncomfortable. Like, the butt plug itself was comfortable, but, like, between my ginormous butt cheeks, it did not feel comfortable. So then I went online, and I kept seeing all those people with, like, the jeweled butt plugs, and I was like, fuck, I want that. That's so fucking cute. So I found actually a really good deal online on Amazon for, like, a 3-set, like, a small, medium, large with a jewel. And it came to me, and it's actually really good quality. Like, it's, like, stainless steel. They're pretty weighty. They came in little velvet bags. And the gem was really nice, so I'm pretty happy with those. Those are probably the best thing. In conclusion, I'm sorry, I like anal. I kind of went on a tangent there about foot plugs. But no, I really like anal. The only thing about it is that I'd like to prepare and be clean. I don't really do spontaneous anal very well. I have to basically make sure that I have... will not have issues, because the least thing that I want, and I'm super paranoid about, is 2 things. An accident happening, because something went wrong, and that's embarrassing as fuck. And then 2 would be, even though it's not an accident, but having some extremities appear on said penis would be horrifying to me. And I will not do ass to mouth. If you want to put that thing back in my pussy or back in my mouth, you go wash it off. And believe it or not, I'm I have a very sub personality, but there are things, if I do not like it and I do not want it, it will not happen. Speaking of which, leaning on to number 6, do you like it rough? Not necessarily BDSM, but would you ever tell a guy just to fuck the shit out of you? Think hair pulling and smeeking. Yes, please. It is my favorite. I think a lot of people like it. I think it's just kind of, I mean, it's probably more of a fetish now that you don't like it rough. But like, spank my ass and call me Sally. Don't call me Sally, that's my name. I actually don't like the name Sally either. But pulling my hair, my scalp is so not sensitive that playing with my hair, pulling my hair, yanking on my hair would just be divine. I definitely like my ass and tits slapped. I love being fucked really hard. Just go to town on me, please. Pretty please. Number 7, ever had a threesome? Wow, that was ever had a threesome. Number 7, ever had a threesome? If not, which would you be interested in? 2 girls and a guy? 2 guys on you? I've never had a threesome, and that's sad, because I really want to have a threesome. I preferably would do 2 guys on me, but I definitely want to do 2 girls and a guy. And alluding to that, I'd love to do a foursome. I would love to do couples fucking. I would love to try even maybe an orgy. So I'm 25. And I first had sex at 23. Yeah, that's depressing. I'm in a very committed relationship, but I would really like to do a lot more sexual experimentation. I like sex a lot. Like a lot. I definitely want to try more things and fuck more people. But that's something we've discussed and we'll probably do eventually in the future, as soon as we can find people to do that with. Number 8, do you watch porn? If so, what kind? I watch all kinds of porn. It actually really depends on my mood, because I can fluctuate between lesbian to hentai to standard whatever you might call it, BDSM. I'm really, really, really more into amateur porns though. Or even like the fake amateur porns. I threw quotes up in the air, but you can't see that, so I don't know why I did that. but I'm really a lot more into amateur porns. Like, that's definitely... And anything with rough sex in it. If it's got, like, going to pound town on her, I'm like, fuck yes, please. I don't really like fake tits, and I also do not like the super awful fake acting and moaning. Hey, and what's with the girls doing, like, a pursed... Nope. I guess, how would you describe it? Like, their jaw is, like, clenched and their teeth are shut tight and their lips are, like, protruding out of their mouth and, like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And it's just... It looks really like the horse extending its lips and the teeth are chomped down. And I don't know why they're like that. And they do that a lot. And I don't know why, and that bothers me a lot in porn. And I'm sorry, that has nothing to do with this question. Number 9, do you talk about your partners with your girlfriends in any great detail? If so, you ever become curious about a guy because of it? Yeah, I've definitely, with some closer friends that I know are, like, a little bit more sexually minded and are okay with talking about topics like that, and I've got, like, 1 or 2 friends. 3, but no, I've got probably about 4 now, though we don't, only about one of them do I really talk in-depthly about things we talk about, and I don't say I would be curious about them sharing things about guys that they're with, about wanting to fuck them or something like that, but one of my friends, let's call her Rebecca, that's not her real name, her fiance has a huge dick. He's not very pretty to look at, but he's a good guy, he's very quiet, but apparently he's got like a 12-inch dick. Like, it's massive. Like, she can barely put the tip in her mouth, but she doesn't like giving head either. Like, she freaks out about that. But he's got, like, a huge dick. And I really want to see it because I'm super curious. But that's as far as I've ever gotten, like, with kind of, like, being curious after hearing about a guy. I'm getting very dry in the mouth. I probably might have to pause this in a second to get some water because I didn't think about that. I'm talking a lot more than I thought I would, so I very much apologize. Number 10. Do you ever feel a guy's balls smacking you in any position? If so, is it anything noteworthy to you? Or do you just notice? I like it. I think it adds an extra stimulation to the whole thing. Feeling, especially if they have like a huge ball sack or it's saggier, I guess. I can then really feel it like kind of, I guess like in doggy, like I can really, it stimulates my clit. Like it smacks against my pussy lips and my clit and it kind of adds like an extra like, oh yeah, especially if he's going really hard, then I can really feel it. And I like it. I don't feel that much in missionary or in kind of any other positions that I can think of at the moment. Especially if I'm on top, then I really, it does like nothing. But I, you know, I like it. I think it's fun. It adds also extra smacking sounds, like more than just hip on hip action or hip to butt action kind of thing. It's interesting. Number 11, ever squirted? Was it with a guy or on your own? Yeah. So I squirt like a lot. It's, I definitely squirt a lot more on my own just because the way I angle, that's my phone. I'm sorry. That was loud. Just the way I'm angled most of the time when I'm penetrating myself while I masturbate, really provokes, a lot of squirting from me, like a lot. Like I have to do sheets after I masturbate like this because it's pretty bad. Or, well, even if I put down towels, I still have to do sheets because it still went through, or let it dry out and hope that nobody notices that it smells like my pussy. I do it when I'm being fingered by a guy, or sometimes in certain positions, if it's just right, I will squirt on his dick as well. It's not like pornographic squirting either, though, where it's like a jet stream streaming out of my cunt or anything like that. Though actually a couple times that does happen. If I'm pounding my own cunt like really hard and I'm at kind of a sitting up angle and I'm really hitting upward, it really will do that. Though I learned in doggy style too, fucking myself, like plunging a dildo between my thighs, I will like come all over, or squirt all over my hand and down my forearm. It's very messy. It's very embarrassing because it's super messy, but as long as the guy likes it, then I guess it's not really anything to be embarrassed about. But it's super messy. Like, that's, like, especially lately, like, masturbating with penetration is just, like, I, like, lay down four towels, lay back, try to position myself so it won't be too catastrophic, and then, like, hope for the best. Number 12, talk about the best sex you've ever had and why it was so great. Gosh, I don't know. I don't really think I have a best sex yet. Now, I mentioned the big dick guy, and I mentioned a boyfriend, but I don't think I've had my best sex yet. I've had pretty good sex. I've had great sex, but I don't think I've had best sex yet, so I don't think, I do not think that I've had that yet. So I'm not going to answer that question because I don't think I have a good enough story to tell to measure up to that grandiose, it would help if I pronounce things better, grandiose questionnaire. I'm gonna pause real quick and get a cup of water and then continue with questionnaire number 2. Okay, so I didn't really probably have to tell you that I stopped. I could have just paused and like pretended like nothing happened, but that I didn't think that clearly through. I didn't think that through very clearly, rather. So that was part one, or rather, it's also one part, but that was the first questionnaire, sex questionnaire, and now let's move on to B_Johns27, let's talk about sex, baby, part 2. Number 1, have you ever filmed yourself with a partner? If so, did you end up watching it again? If not, would you consider doing it? Yes, well, I've not filmed sex with a partner, but there has been pictures of me giving head and sort of, and there's a picture of him pressed into my giant butt, but you can't really tell that we're having sex. So there are pictures, but there are not any videos, but I would definitely consider it. I post quite a bit on Gone Wild contents here, from audio to Gone Wild Curvy, Alt Gone Wild, Work Gone Wild, Gone Wild Smiles. So I have both visual and audio postings on here. It's also videos on here as well. That was not an advertisement. I'm sorry. I detracted from it. But yes, I would like to film myself. I don't know if I would watch it to get off, though he probably would. I would probably want to watch it just so I could share it and be like, look at me. I had sex. And it felt so good. Sorry, I shouldn't sing. I'm very bad at singing. Your ears might bleed. I'm sorry. Number two, have you ever mutually masturbated with anyone? I actually did this for the first time, I think a couple months ago. We were laying in bed and we had like a super serious conversation about sex and expectations and stuff like that. And we just started kind of just laying in bed haphazardly playing with ourselves. I'm not very fond of it because I didn't have any toys or anything like that. So it was just my hand, and I don't get off very well on my hand. It doesn't feel like touching myself doesn't feel good as much as somebody else touching me. That's why I use toys a lot when it comes to masturbation, just because my own hand doesn't really feel like anything. Like, obviously I feel something, like it's not like numb, but it just doesn't equate to really any pleasure for me. Unless there's like a barrier, like if I'm like rubbing myself between like jeans or leggings or something like that, and because there's that barrier between my hand, I do feel something then, and then that feels good, but that's not what we were doing. But yes, I have mutually masturbated, to answer that question. And water. Number three, what's the shortest amount of time you've known someone before doing anything sexual with them? The first date. We didn't have sex, but he made out so well, and which was so sad because he turned out to be super disappointing. He was super aggressive, make outer, like biting and chewing on my lip and neck. Oh my god, it felt so good, and pulling on my hair. And so I gave him head in the back of his car. That is the soonest I've ever like done something sexual with somebody, is I gave him head in the car. And his dick wasn't that big. It's probably a little below average even. But that was fine. It actually made giving head a lot easier for that reason. But then we had another date. I think on the second date we had sex. I don't really remember. I don't remember him. It was bad sex. It was not good sex. It was just, not bad in like I'm traumatized like way, but like just bad, like, oh, I don't want to think about that. That was not fun. But that is the shortest time. It was the first date I gave head and the second date I fucked him. So that's me. If I know I like somebody, I'm not going to be ashamed to want to do something sexual with them. It took me a long time to physically discover my sexuality with people. 23 years, apparently, as I mentioned earlier, which I'm both glad and sad that I waited so long. Like, I had intentionally waited with, like, you know, oh, find that one person I want to share that special time with. While at the same time, heavily watching porn online, writing erotica, role-playing with people online, sending pictures, etc. Like, still doing all that shit. And then in person, I'm like this really awkward, quiet girl. Because I'm just like, I've never done anything. I'm so sad. And then I had, like, a really good relationship with a Friends with Benefits, where he kind of like built up my confidence, and like we just kind of shared the same bed, and then he would like cuddle me, and then like slowly building up to it, which was really cool, until finally he was just like, after I think I gave him head a lot, like a couple times before finally breaking the seal. Oh no, what it was is I went on a date with another guy, and that guy ate me out, which felt really good because he ate me out and fingered me like really hardcore, and then I sucked his dick. It was a fun time too. I think that was a second date. And then I went back and told him about it, and he got kind of jealous, and he was like, oh, you want this then? And he started eating me out, and then finally led to like, you want to fuck? And I'm just like, yes, let's fuck. Like, or that actually probably wasn't the first time. I don't really remember what the first time was. I know it was with him though. I know that for sure. But basically, it was a really good first time. Like, I was super, super lucky. It never hurt. It just felt good, like, all the way through. And I was really loud. And it was good sex. So, anyway, basically, that derailed from that question entirely. Let's move on to the next one. Number four, what's the craziest place you've ever done anything with someone? My parents' kitchen. And it's not cool, like, they were home and stuff like that. It was, I was house sitting and we fucked in my parents' kitchen. We fucked. And that was kind of it. I guess that's, like, the craziest thing I can think of. But, like, we haven't really done anything that crazy. I haven't. I'm sorry. We. As I speak of my current relationship. But just in general, I haven't really done anything crazy to that extent. I really would like to have sex in a public place. Out in the woods or something like that would be kind of cool. Or even just kind of, like, roadhead or fucking in a car would be kind of cool. Because I've never done that either. Other than head in the back of a car. But that was the back of a car. That's not while he was driving or anything. So there's no fun there. But I haven't really done anything crazy, so I guess that's kind of it. Number 5, would you ever let anyone, man or woman, watch you have sex? Not during at any point, just watching, maybe playing with themselves. Would you watch someone in that same position? I've always wanted to go to, like those sex clubs or sex spas, I guess as they call them, or something like that, where there's some kind of show going on or people just kind of like fucking or anything like that where people can kind of watch you or you can watch them. So I would really like that, and I would be totally okay with somebody watching me, even if it could be current boyfriend watching me be fucked by somebody and not doing anything or vice versa. I would like to try that. I would definitely would. I'm all for trying things out, so I would definitely would be okay with that. Number 6, what sexy crush would you consider to be your strangest hottest? Think of a good friend, teacher, boss, etc. You know, I don't think there's really anyone that I personally know that I have, like, a sexy crush on. I could name a bunch of people online or celebrities or something like that. But personally that I know, like a friend or anything like that, God, I just don't have anybody. No, I don't. That's kind of sad. I should probably reevaluate my life decisions. That was a boring question for me. I'm sorry. Number 7, would you rather be with someone older, more experienced, or younger, less experienced? What's been your experience either way? I definitely would prefer older, more experienced, just because I like that they're more in control, they know more what they're doing, they're more aggressive, they know what they want. Because I'm pretty inexperienced. I might know things, but I'm, with the actual physicality of it, I'm pretty inexperienced. And I'm shy in a way, I want it really badly, but I'm, like, meek about it, I guess is probably a better word than shy, is that I'm just very quiet and would just really rather someone more older and experienced, because I'm younger, I'm 25 and less experienced. So that's just kind of what I would prefer, just because I don't know what I want really still, though I kind of want know what I want, but I don't really want to say it. I'd rather somebody know what they want, and I don't know. Number 8, what's the longest you've masturbated for it? One time. If we're not talking about, like, just like one orgasm, but like just like masturbation, like no matter the amount of orgasms, I would say a solid 8 hours, just like one day laying in bed, not getting out of it, just masturbation marathon, just basically sitting, laying on my bed with a laptop beside me, either playing with my clit or like with a vibrator or something like that, most likely just a vibrator if I remember it correctly, and just searching for good porn and masturbating and coming as much as I want until my lips were really numb. So yeah, I think pretty much like basically a dedicated day to it. Number 9, what's the longest you've had sex for at one time? You can take this question however you want, like first touch to close back on or penetration only. It's because of the stamina question. I don't really know. Just because I've never really timed it, but I guess maybe like 2 hours. Sounds about right. Just trying to think of things more recently, but I've never really thought about the timing of it. But I would probably guess about probably like 2 hours would probably be like the longest, which doesn't really sound like that long, but maybe my time hasn't come yet. But that was the last question on this questionnaire, and I'm holy shit at 30 minutes. Good God, who wants to listen to me talk this long? So if you made it this far, congratulations, because I don't think I could listen to me talk this long either. So this was my first questionnaire. Thank you so much for listening. And if you think I should answer any other questionnaires, let me know. I'm just kind of now getting into Gomwild Backstage. I've posted a little bit more in Gomwild Audio. And I post other things visually that you can see as well in my history. But thank you so much for listening to me. And I don't know why I'm thanking you like it's the end of an interview. Like, I hope I passed. Like, please hire me for this job. That was a weird voice. I don't know why I did that. I don't know why I do a lot of things, apparently. And I'm done rambling and answering questions now. So, okay, bye.